This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Authorities in central Missouri say three people were hurt when a pickup truck clipped a school bus on Interstate 70, flipping the bus on its side. The accident happened around 8:30 this morning in Callaway County, about 6 miles east of Kingdom City. One student, a 4-year-old boy, was on North Callaway R1 bus when the accident happened. A highway patrol says the westbound pickup clipped the bus while trying to pass it on the right. Pickup overturned in the median while the bus crossed the eastbound lanes and tipped on its side. The student was treated and released at University Hospital in Columbia. The two drivers were also treated at the hospital. Columbia police say they have arrested a seventh suspect in the shooting death of a cousin of an MU football player. Police say 23-year-old Lee Wyatt Carter was arrested yesterday in the robbery and murder of 22-year-old Aaron Hobson. Hobson was killed last month in a break time convenience store parking lot in Columbia. Carter is being held at the Boone County Jail on a $1 million bond. Hobson was the cousin of Trey Hobson, a defensive back with the Missouri Tigers, who was in Columbia for a game against Oklahoma. Missouri's largest labor organization says Republicans' priority right-to-work legislation is a political attack. Michael Langenberg has more from Jefferson City.
Right-to-work legislation will let Missouri workers take any job even if they're not in a labor union. Herb Johnson, AFL-CIO treasurer, says it's another GOP effort to undermine unions.
Long-term attack on organized labor and satisfies the desire of those who would like to see us go away and no longer exist.
Johnson says workers in states with right-to-work laws have wages that are about 25% less. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics says those workers make about $5,000 less a year. On the other side, proponents say right-to-work states are attracting business growth.
That was Michael Langenberg reporting from Jefferson City. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.